and pregame show. You can find Molina Immigration on social media or call 541-653-8899 and let's soar together towards brighter tomorrows. Getting ready for game five of a six-game set here against the Vancouver Canadiens. The Emeralds looking to take the 3-2 series lead here today against the Seas. A shutout victory, their fifth of the season last night. A 3-0 defeat for Eugene. To get the scoring started yesterday, making his Emeralds debut was Alan Serda. A third-inning solo shot from him gave the Ems a 1-0 lead. Eugene ended up adding two more runs in the top of the seventh. A leadoff walk from James Tibbs III and a double from Sabin Ceballos put a pair of runners on with two outs, two strikes in the inning. Luke Schlieger, the catcher, ripped a double down the first baseline to give Eugene the 3-0 lead. The pitching was fantastic as well. Cesar Perdomo going five innings of one hit, no runs, two walks, and eight strikeouts for him on the mound. Trent Harris followed it up in the sixth and the seventh of three hit, one walk, two strikeout baseball. And Hunter Dula getting his fifth save of the year, a six-out save for him with a pair of base hits allowed. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts given up. Eugene as a team allowed just three walks and struck out 10. It was a great day yesterday for the M squad. They'll look to get back in the win column here today. Just two more games now left to go here in the second half of the 2024 season. Things have definitely gone quickly here. So tomorrow, it'll be a 1:05 p.m. first pitch here from Rogers Field to close things out. We will be back on 95.3 The Score on Sunday. Just stream audio only here today with the Oregon Ducks football game getting ready to get underway here. Kickoff shortly over at Autzen Stadium. So that'll be the game being on 95.3 The Score. But to close out the 2024 season, like I said, we will be right here. Quick reminder that Ems Baseball is brought to you by the team at Josh Gorley State Farm, a local agency offering auto, home, and business insurance in Lane County and beyond for more than 20 years. The Josh Gorley State Farm Agency is located at 1510 Coburg Road and online at joshgorley.com. Ems starting lineups here now before we get ready for the national anthems here and get the game underway. Set to bat leadoff today going to be Quinn McDaniel. So Iverson Arteaga, who we saw get the start the first four games of the week, a much-deserved day off for him. So Quinn will be in the leadoff spot. James Tibbs the third batting second with Sabin Ceballos batting third. Cleanup man once again tonight is Charlie Zaccone, O'Neal Perez batting fifth, and Scott Bandura going to be batting sixth. 7, 8, and 9, Alan Serda, Jack Payton, and Thomas Gavello back in the lineup after we saw Gavello get a couple of starts here earlier this week. He now returns to action here to get things underway over at the shortstop position. A couple other games going on in the Northwest League here today as well. 7:05 p.m. first pitch over in Everett, Washington against the first half champion Spokane Indians. They're getting ready to open up that Northwest League championship set over here in Vancouver, Canada on this upcoming Tuesday. So Vancouver and Spokane in the championship facing off against each other. Of course, Vancouver, it's now their third straight playoff appearance. Winners last year in the 2023 season. They are looking to go back to back. The other game already underway as well over in Tri-City. The Hillsboro Hops, that game tied up 0-0. No runs, no hits, no errors for either ball club right now. Heading to the bottom of the second. So we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on that. Tonight's starting pitching matchup, we have in store Michael Manzano, the right-handed starter, 6'40", wearing number 26 here tonight. Getting the start, it'll be just his third appearance this year for Eugene. A 1-0 record, 3 2/3 innings of work for him of 3-hit, 2-run baseball. Has struck out 6 and not issued a walk. And then on the other side for the C's, it'll be the right-handed starter checking in at 6'7", 230 pounds, Grant Rogers, a 2023 11th rounder drafted out of McNeese State College, getting the start here today. Has spent the majority now of the season down in low. I got the call up about a month ago. 1-1 record for him, a out of five games started with a 3.69 ERA, 28 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 3 hit-by-pitches for him over 31 2/3 inning of work. So a towering righty. Has faced off against Eugene once this year. Went 5 2/3 back at here at Rogers Field back on August the 10th. 9 hits, 4 runs, did give up a home run, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts for him, but not factoring into the decision. So he's looking to get things going here on the mound, just about 5 minutes away here from first pitch tonight. Defensively today for the C's, Nick Goodwin at third, Jay Harry at short, Bryce Arnold at second, Peyton Williams at first, and Nicholas Deschamps behind the plate. Jamari Baylor in left, Javon Ward in center, and Marcos De La Rosa going to be getting the start today out in right. So that's the defensive look today for Vancouver. This M's team now 2 games apiece. Drop Tuesday's game, drop Thursday's game. So these two teams have been trading off back and forth. We'll see if the M's kind of buck that trend, take the 3-2 series lead, and set themselves up for their final game of the 2024 season tomorrow, trying to take a series victory here before moving into the offseason and starting to gear up already for that 2025 campaign. Going to be some fun baseball here the next couple of days. Glad to have everybody joining me along here. Like I said, on streaming only here today, not on 95.3 The Score. But tomorrow we'll be back. A 1.05 p.m. first pitch here at Rogers Field tomorrow. We'll be live at 12:50 for the Molina Immigration pregame show. So that'll do it here tonight for the first segment and final segment of the Molina Immigration pregame show. M's and Menarca's Baseball is brought to you by Molina Immigration, where dreams take flight. So we're going to step aside, take a quick break. Once we return from these national anthems, it'll be Quinn McDaniel leading things off. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. And welcome back into Eugene Emerald's Baseball here on some streaming. Getting ready for first pitch tonight. Just a reminder, kicking nicotine isn't easy, but it is worth it. Free tools to help you kick nicotine, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or quittobaccoorgan.com. It is brought to you by Lane County Prevention, a section of Lane County Public Health. So getting ready to lead things off here today, Quinn McDaniel, followed up by James Tibbs III and Sabine Ceballos, tonight's DH batting third, cleanup man Charlie Zaccone. So Grant Rogers, the pitcher here, throwing his final couple warm-up pitches here, getting ready for this fifth game of a six-game set. We will see what we are in store for here today. Had some high-scoring games this week. The M's already with one shutout victory. Just looking to kind of continue that here today. Final warm-up pitch now has been tossed. So Quinn is the leadoff man for the first time this week. Getting ready to step in the box and get this game underway. Quinn now in the box. First pitch here into Quinn. Fouls it off. 7:05 p.m. first pitch here today to get the game underway. Bit of a cooler day here this evening, just 74 degrees. It was a quick 2.5 hour game yesterday. Rogers sets the next pitch, pops it. Kind of a shallow shot out to left. Left fielder moves over, not able to get there in time. It's a leadoff base hit for Quinn McDaniel. Get the first inning underway. It's been a good week for him at the plate. Batted over 300 coming into this plate appearance here this week through the first four. So a leadoff single. Also already has 5 stolen bases as well through the first 4 games. We'll see if he chooses to get aggressive out there on the base path. Brings up James Tibbs III. First pitch, he crushes it now on a line out to right. That one's down for a base hit. Quinn thought about going second to third. They hit the cutoff man, throw over to second, not in time. Back-to-back base hits. Get this game started. Fourth hit now of the week for Tibbs. Starting to heat things up here at the plate. Definitely a great sign to see for him. See if Eugene keep this hit parade going right here. Sabine Ceballos, the former Oregon Duck, up to bat. Rogers is set. A pair of runners on first and second. First pitch, low and away, ball one. 354 hitter this week for Ceballos. Couple of home runs, 5 RBIs, 5 runs scored. 1-0 heater inside, now 2-0. Defensively today, Nick Goodwin at third, Jay Harry at short, Bryce Arnold at second with Peyton Williams at first. Nicholas Desham doing the catching here behind the plate. Rogers is set, checks on the runner over at second, but it's fouled off behind the netting, 2-1. Marcos De La Rosa in right, Javon Ward in center, and Jamari Baylor in left. So that's the defensive look today for the C's. Two, one. Catches a piece of the plate right there. 2-2. Oregon football game officially underway as well. Rogers set, 2-2. Ceballos kind of chops at it. Slow roller over to short, and it hits off of the runner, Quinn McDaniel. So he is going to be out. The runner will be into first and second.
So the batter gets a base hit, and the runner is out.
So the batter there gets a base hit on the play, but Quinn is going to be out at first. So one away here in the inning. Don't see it all too often. We know the M's like to do that where it'll be kind of a slow roller over to them. They'll try to kind of hesitate a little bit. But not able to do it right there. So one away. Tibbs over at second. Ceballos at first. First pitch into Charlie Zaccone, the DH. Misses inside. Ball one. Rogers now set. The next pitch, Zaccone. Jam shot, shallow, out to left. Baylor charges in, hangs on to make the catch. Two away in the inning. See if the M's now can cash in on these early base runners here. Now up to bat, O'Neill Perez, the five-hole hitter. First pitch fastball to him, strike one. O'Neill still looking for his first base knock this week. Third game played for him. 0 for 8 so far through the first two. Him and Luke Schlieger, the other catcher, have been trading off games back in fourth. Rogers now ready here from the belt. Checks back on the runner. Next pitch fastball way inside there for a ball. 1-1. Fouls off the next pitch he sees. 1-2. Plate umpire going back there to snag that one. One, two, skies it, foul up and out of play. Staying where it's at here to O'Neill Perez. 1-2, low and away for a ball again. 2-2. M's catcher trying to do some damage here. Drive in those runners on base right now. Rogers now is set. The 2-2, just making contact right there. Fouls it off to stay alive here at the plate. So a long at-bat starting to brew here between these two righties. Scott Bandura on deck right now. Rogers set. The second baseman, Bryce Arnold, creeping in, kind of watching. Pitch misses upstairs. Count goes full. So Tibbs at second, Ceballos at first. The pair of runners going to be moving here on the pitch. Rogers ready. Payoff pitch. It's got a mile high, going to stay in the infield here. Rogers moves over, waits under it, makes the catch to end the inning. So a couple of base hits here for Eugene. No damage done. We'll head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball. And welcome back into Eugene Emerald's Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Javon Ward, the leadoff man here for Vancouver. Miguel Manzano, the pitcher here today for the M's. First pitch into Ward, called in for a strike. Javon Ward, Jackson Hornung, Peyton Williams batting 1, 2, and 3. Cleanup man, Jay Harry. Time now called right away. Ward just kind of wanting to recollect himself. Defensively today for Eugene, Charlie Zaccone at third, Thomas Covello at second, Thomas Covello at short, Quinn McDaniel at second, Jack Payton at first, and O'Neill Perez behind the plate. Next pitch into Ward, outside. In the outfield, Alan Serta back out in left, Scott Bandura in center, and James Tibbs the third out in right as Ward now ropes that one down the first baseline, might be extra bases. Tibbs runs over, cuts it off, the throw into second. Not in time. Javon Ward is in with the leadoff double. Get the bottom of the first underway. Seems like it could be kind of another bullpen game here today. Had Perdomo yesterday, but back on Thursday was a bullpen day for the M's. So Manzano not expected to go too many innings here today on the bump. First pitch to Jackson Hornung, in there for a strike. A swinging strike number two right there. Manzano a chance now for a quick out number two. Checks back on the runner at second. 0-2 pitch, misses outside, gets past the catcher Perez. Ward is in there with the wild pitch. First run of the game now. Standing just 90 feet from home. Next pitch now, ground ball up the middle through the infield for an RBI single for Jackson Hornung. And Vancouver has jumped out to a quick 1-0 lead. Tough break right there for Eugene. Infield was playing in. One snuck right in between Covello at short and Quinn over at second. Brings up the power bat now of Peyton Williams. First pitch, slow roller over to third. Zaccone fields it. Sidearms over to Quinn at second. No throw into first. Fielder's choice for Peyton Williams. Hornung out at second. So one away now in the inning. Base runner still on at first. Inning-ending double play in the cards here for Eugene. Sees shortstop Jay Harry up to bat. 333 average for him. First three games played this week. No runs, three hits, no errors for the M's. One run, two hits, no errors for Vancouver. Pitch number one to Harry. This is inside for a ball. Fastball sitting low 90s right now. Grounder over to first. Peyton fields it. Fires over to Covello covering second. The throw to first over everybody's head and into the dugout. Going to be an E6 right there. So Williams is out at second. Harry reaching first on the Thomas Covello throwing error. Two outs in the inning. Nick Goodwin now up to bat. First pitch in a good one. Slider in the zone, strike one. Saturday night here at Rogers Field at Bailey Stadium. Good crowd here tonight. 0-1. Sort of a check swing, appeal down, doesn't go around. 1-1. Just a game left this year. After the conclusion of tonight's game, 1:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow is Goodwin. Slaps the next pitch foul, 1-2. 1-for-13 this week is Nick. No home runs, an RBI, and a run scored. K-State product. Had a thrilling game earlier. A football team against Tulane this morning. 1-2. Fastball low, 2-2. Pizzano now 14 pitches. Trying to get out of this inning, stranding that runner in scoring position. Already one run home on the Hornung RBI single. Pizzano now is set from the belt. Runner not being held on too closely. Payoff pitch, it's fouled off. Just makes contact right there to stay alive at the plate. Seventh pitch of the AB upcoming. Goodwin now back in the box. Pizzano looking for his first strikeout here tonight. The 2-2. Upstairs. Full count now. Adams infield. Middle infielders playing pretty far back. Payoff pitch. Kind of a jam shot, popped up, over to second, Quinn moves over, hangs on to make the catch, and end the inning. So Jackson Hornung, an RBI single, that is all the damage done here for the Seas. Well out of the top of the second, Eugene trailing 1-0. Top of the second at Rogers Field. Scott Bandura, the leadoff man here this frame for Eugene. So 6, 7, and 8. Scott Bandura, Alan Serta, and Jack Payton in the lineup. First pitch to Bandura. Curveball outside. Ball one. The 1-0. Attacks the same spot. This time called in for a strike. Rogers in the first inning, now up to 20 pitches to the first frame. Three hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Count moves to 2-1. Three straight off-speed pitches for him. Now count evens up here at 2-2. Swung on and missed. Bandura goes down swinging on strikes. One away here in the second. Brings up the newest Emerald, Alan Serta. Serta's been great this week. 2-for-7. Both of those base hits, extra base hits as well. Had a home run last night. It was the first hit of the game for the M's. Top of the third, leading off the inning. Hit a solo shot out to left. First pitch fastball, strike one. Next pitch now, he hits it up and out of play for a foul ball. Just like that, two strikes on the M's left fielder. Trying to protect the plate here. Looking to do some damage. Rogers is set, the 0-2. Swung on and missed, goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts. Here to start the second. Both strikeouts as well. Went down swinging. See if Jack Payton can find a better result right here. Couple of RBIs this week for the former Louisville Cardinal. Turn to action after suffering an injury pretty early in the season. See hacks at the first pitch he sees. 0-1. 0-3 average, still looking for his first home run in an M's uniform. 7 runs driven in. 2 of those 7 have come here this week. Just like that, now 2 strikes on Payton. M's trying to avoid a quick 1-2-3 inning here. Payton now pops one high out to right. That one down the line, though, and a foul ball. Still a 2-strike count here. 0-2. It's right off the press box here. The 0-2 pitch. Slow roller over to third. Goodwin going to be charging. Gloves it. Collects. Fires to first in time. Great defensive play right there from Nick Goodwin to end the frame. So it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Eugene. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Vancouver, a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score and streaming. Just a quick reminder, Curtis Showroom at 555 Shelley Street in Springfield can help you bring home culinary excellence with premium cookware, cutlery, and more. You can visit CurtisRestEQ.com to see just how easy it is to upgrade your home with premium culinary equipment. Bottom of the second, Jamari Baylor set to lead things off here this inning. First pitch in from Manzano, misses outside, ball one. Next pitch rips it over into foul territory towards first. Peyton and James Tibbs, the third move over. That one, though, going to be up and out of play. So a 1-1 count. 6-7-8 in the order. Jamari Baylor, Nicholas Deschamp, and Bryce Arnold. Here this inning for the C's. 1-1. A little bit too far inside. 2-1. Next pitch, hard ground ball over to Gavello at short. Two offs into his glove. Fires to Peyton in time. One away in the inning. No runs, three hits. One error for Eugene. One run, two hits. No errors for Vancouver. Nick Deschamps now up to bat. First pitch in there for a strike. So Manzano, 22 pitches now. This is upstairs. 22 pitches for him. No one warming up right now in the M's bullpen. Sure they're hoping he can eat up some innings as Nick now rips one out to right center field. That ball is in for a base hit. One out single for Vancouver's catcher. Up Bryce Arnold. Vancouver's second baseman, 1-for-7 here this week, a .258 hitter overall, just 11 games played this year for the Canadians. Couple of RBIs, 5 runs scored. Manzano looking for something on the ground here to try to turn two. First pitch slider misses low and away. So trying to challenge him in with that slider there. It's a righty-righty matchup. Fastball at the knees, 95 there on the radar gun. Good velocity on that last pitch. Zano set, checks on over at Nick at first. No stolen bases for him this year. Next pitch, ripped foul. 1-2. So the C's with the early advantage here tonight. Just trying to get out of this inning now with that runner on. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball could be 2-6-4-3. Not in time. So it's a fielder's choice there for Arnold. Nick out at second. So two away in the inning with the runner at first for the 9-hole hitter, Marcos De La Rosa. It was kind of a slow roller there to Gavello. Flipped it over to Quinn, who Quinn thought he had him in time, but didn't get the call right there. First pitch to De La Rosa. This is outside. Saw him as a pinch runner and pinch hitter this week. Zano now set. The 1-0 low and away again. Now 2-0. Top of the order, due up after the right fielder. Javon Ward on deck. Arnold over at first. One stolen base this year. Third game played for him. Has yet to swipe a base through the first two. Big swinging strike one right there. She has had some double play opportunities here tonight. Haven't been able to convert it yet. 2-1 fastball right at the knees. Strike number two. One strike away from getting out of this inning. Chance for strikeout number one as well. Could potentially see him back out here in the third. 2-2. Pops it a mile high over to first. Peyton and Quinn move over, but Quinn calls him off. He'll hang on to make the catch and end the inning. So one out, single, no damage done. We'll head to the top of the second. Eugene looking to get up on the scoreboard. You're listening to Eugene Emerald's Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Thomas Gavello leading things off here in the top of the third. Rogers back out. Another inning of work for him on the bump. First pitch into Gavello. Called in for a strike. Gene went down 1-2 and 3 last half inning. 9-1 and 2 due up here. Gavello, McDaniel, and James Tibbs the third. 1-1. Misses outside. Sees infield now, kind of in a shift out towards right. The 1-1 pitch just scrapes the top of the strike zone right there. 1-2. Two innings of work for the starter tonight. 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and a pair of punch-outs. 1-2 curveball, a little bit outside. 2-for-8 this week is the Emerald shortstop. Has a run scored. Eugene for a chunk of last year has been with the Emeralds all season long. 2-2 fouls it off. Just one of a few players that's going to reach that mark this year. Thomas Gavello, O'Neill Perez, Quinn McDaniel, Manuel Mercedes. 2-2. Hard grounder over to the second baseman through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Gavello is in with a leadoff knock. Game time run now on at first. Top of the order as well for Eugene brings up Quinn McDaniel. Just a reminder, High Ridge Roofing and Construction offers a wide range of roofing services tailored to meet your unique needs. You can contact High Ridge for a free consultation. Quinn led this game off with a single. First pitch in there for a strike. Ended up getting out, trying to go second to third. Got hit by a ground ball off the bat of Sabine Ceballos. Rogers now ready, the 0-1. Slider low and away. 4 base hits now tonight for the Ems. Still trying to push home that first run of the game. Righty-righty matchup. Lays off the breaking ball, 2-1. City now a 1-0 lead over Hillsboro. That game headed to the bottom of the fifth. Spokane a 3-0 advantage over the Frogs. 2-1 pitch to Quinn, misses way inside. Jumps out of the way right there. 3-1. Now north of 40 pitches tonight is the C's starter. Fell a pretty sizable lead over at first. 8 stolen bases this year. Count goes full after a called strike. Payoff pitch upcoming. Gavello doesn't have to move on the pitch. Rogers set. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. McDaniel goes down swinging on six pitches. One away in the third. Bring up James Tibbs the third. Already a base knock to his name so far. A chance now for him for his second multi-hit game this week. Had a two-hit performance on Tuesday, a home run on Wednesday. Home run, couple RBIs, couple runs scored for him this week. Fellow gets his lead at first. Quick pickoff move. No tag applied there from Peyton Williams. Obviously aware Gavello has some good speed. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, fastball right at the letters. Strike number one. Rogers now is set. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, 0-2. O2 pitch, swung on and missed. He goes down swinging on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rogers. Two away now here in the inning. Trying not to let that leadoff single go to waste. That'll bring up Sabin Ceballos. He was the one who hit into the ground ball. Ended up hitting Quinn on the base path. So credited with a base hit. One for one today. First pitch rips it. Foul down the third baseline. 28 RBIs in 30 games played. So chance for him, depending how tonight goes, and as well as if he's in the season finale tomorrow, could potentially average an RBI per game. Going to need hitting a couple more runs out this week. Gavello dancing around at first. Pickoff move. He slides back in safely. Count stays at 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Ceballos rips it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Shortstop flips it over to second in time to end the inning. So Thomas Gavello, a leadoff knock. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out for Eugene. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Vancouver, a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Bottom of the third here at Rogers Field in the Illyrica Network broadcast booth. A locally owned and operated Illyrica Networks, they use the same service you do. Illyrica Networks always goes the extra mile to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. You can give them a call or find out more at Illyrica.net. Top of the inning, top of the order here for Vancouver. Javon Ward, the leadoff man. Led the bottom of the first inning off with a double, ended up scoring on an RBI single from Jackson Hornung. Zano's set, the 1-0. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. No runs, 4 hits, 1 errors for the M's. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for the C's. The 1-1. Strike 2 called. Just scrapes the edge of the strike zone right there. He'll now call for time before seeing the 2-strike pitch. So Manzano is out for a third inning. Looks like someone up and starting to get loose in the Emeralds pen. Definitely a big success here if Manzano can get through this inning, getting 3 innings out of him here tonight. 1-2 pitch, pops it foul over towards third. Most likely be the last game we see from him this year in an Emeralds uniform. 1-2, a little bit too high up. Or now fouls off the next pitch he sees. 2-2. Two-two pitch, doesn't find the zone, runs the count full. Leadoff man this inning, trying to find that important out number one in this one-run ball game. Payoff pitch, strike 3 called. He punches him out looking for out number one. Great pitch location right there from Manzano. Some scattered boos here in the crowd. We'll bring up Jackson Hornung. First pitch, Hornung gives that one a ride high out to center. Bandura drifting back, hits off the top of the wall. One hops into the glove of the M center fielder, hits Covello as the cutoff man. A one out double here for Jackson Hornung. That'll bring up Peyton Williams, hit into a fielder's choice. Back in the first inning for the first out of that frame. Payne Williams up to bat. Jay Harry in the hole. Runner in scoring position here for the C's. First pitch to Peyton. Pops it high out to left. Serta kind of losing it in the light. Covello hustles back. He makes the catch way out in left. Or the second out. He looked up, saw it was going out to left, but good awareness there from Thomas Covello. Serta just had his hands up, so instantly Covello put his head down. Was able to kind of run, get out there, track down that baseball to make the catch. Two away in the inning. Jay Harry up to bat. And he's 6. A throwing air charge to Thomas Covello. Harry's last plate appearance. First pitch misses outside for a ball. 44 pitches now for Manzano. And pitch count just continuing to climb higher and higher. Manzano ready, the 1-0. Big swinging strike one from Harry. Acquired in a trade deadline move with the Minnesota Twins. Trevor Richards, the pitcher, going from Toronto over to Minnesota. Harry now pops it foul behind home. 1-2. 2-strike pitch upcoming. Chance for him to try to strand a runner here in scoring position and send this game to the fourth. Sees tonight 1-for-3 so far with runners in scoring position. Manzano set the 1-2. It fell again behind home. Time called for a second. Just looking for that put away pitch right here. The 1-2. Harry, another foul ball, this time down the first baseline. Just battling right here in the box. Quick reminder, Serviceman Painting is a veteran-owned and operated company serving all of Lane County and beyond. Serviceman Painting offers interior and exterior painting for residential as well as commercial. You can give Serviceman Painting a call for a free estimate. Zano now set, checks on Hornung at second. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Goes down swinging for his first strikeout of the night. And to end the third, most likely the end of the day as well for the Emerald starter, Mikel Manzano. A great outing here for him. So we'll head now to the top of the fourth. Eugene trailing by a run. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Top of the fourth, Charlie Zaccone, the M's leadoff man. First pitch, outside, ball one. Charlie Zaccone, O'Neill Perez, and Scott Bandura. He fouls off the next pitch he sees, now 1-1. Zaccone 0-for-1 today, a pop out, so far. Three base hits this week, looking for number four right here. Gene just trailing by a run here early. Zaccone now pops it high out to left. Left fielder Jamari Baylor hustles back close to the warning track. Hangs on to make the catch. One away in the fourth. That'll bring up O'Neill Perez, the M's catcher, 2019 international free agent signing. Still looking for base hit number one here this week. 235 hitter on the year. Home run and 30 RBIs. Takes a called strike, 92 at the knees. Next pitch backs him off the plate, but still in there for a strike, 0-2. 50-plus pitches now for Grant Rogers. 3 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 punch-outs. 2-strike pitch, slider low and away. Scott Bandura on deck. There is There's an arm up and loose in the M's bullpen. So going to see a new pitcher in the bottom of the fourth as Perez pops it behind home. But that one will be up and out of play. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Perez goes down swinging. Quick couple of outs here for the M's to start the fourth. Rodgers now retiring 5 straight here. Brings up Scott Bandura. Bandura struck out his last time up. First pitch, swinging strike one. Rodgers definitely settling in nicely right now. Gave up 3 hits in the first. And a base hit to start the third. Attacking the strike zone here early in counts. So the next pitch misses outside. The 1-1, grounder over to first. Peyton Williams fields it. He'll run over, touch first to end the inning. So it's a 1-2-3 frame here for Eugene. We'll step aside, take a quick break when we're back. Bottom of the fourth for the C's. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. New pitcher in the ballgame now for the M's, Matt Mikulski. Could see Mikulski go a couple of innings here. Mikel Manzano's day coming to an end. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 4 hits for the M's starter tonight. First pitch from Mikulski to Nick Goodwin. Ball 1. Just a reminder, if you're looking to score big with your sports card collection, look no further than Hooker Sports Cards, your premier destination for all things sports cards, both new and vintage. As the next pitch popped out to center, Bandura hustling in, not able to get there. That one kind of just landing in no man's land. Goodwin is in, a leadoff single to start the fourth. Got some weak contact, but hit it right behind McDaniel at second. Both Bandura and James Tibbs the third hustling in. Neither guy able to get there. Good effort from Bandura. Jamari Baylor now up to bat. 6-hole hitter, 0-for-1 today with a ground out. First pitch goes around for a strike. Good one at first. 7 stolen bases this year. Always going to be aware of his speed. Mikulski now is set. Checks on the runner once again. Jack Payton holding him on. The 0-1. Fouled off behind home. Gronkowski now set again. Two-strike pitch, looking for a quick strikeout. 0-2, strike three, called a three-pitch strikeout to Jamari Baylor. One away now in the fourth. Nick Deschamps now up to bat. Had a single in the second. Got out at second on a Bryce Arnold fielder's choice. Mikulski now, something on the ground here. Give the M's a chance to turn two and get out of this frame. First pitch fastball, strike one. 95 there on the radar gun. So Mikulski last year with Eugene. Has been with the Emeralds all season long here in the 2024 season. Former second rounder out of Fordham College. Quick pickup attempt over to first, runner back in safely. Velocity, though, has been coming back for Mikulski as the year went on. Used to sit kind of high 80s in the fastball. Now has peaked well over 90 a handful of times as the 0-1 hit over towards left. Serto drifts over, makes the catch, two away. So after that leadoff shot, a quick couple of outs here. Trying to send this game to the fifth. These two pitching staffs looking pretty solid so far. Under an hour in tonight's game, almost through four. Have been nine combined hits, but all three pitchers done a good job of just kind of limiting the damage. Bryce Arnold up to bat. Signed as a free agent back in July of 2023. First pitch to Arnold. This is way inside. Gets past the catcher, Perez, as well. The runner thought about going first to third, but electing to stop in at second there. So just like that, a runner in scoring position here for the C's. Gene is a team tonight, 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They have stranded three. Meanwhile, Vancouver, 1-for-4. They have also stranded three total runners. Mikulski set the 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Mikulski now set. The next pitch is popped foul up and out of play. So a strike on him now. Lefty set. The pitch, hard grounder over to short. Covello one hops into his glove, fires across the diamond in time to Peyton for the final out of the inning. So a leadoff single, no damage done. We'll head to the top of the fifth. The M's looking to get on the scoreboard. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Top of the fifth, Alan Serta getting ready to lead things off here this frame for Eugene. Bottom third of the order, Alan Serta, Jack Payton, and Thomas Covello. First pitch to Serta, strike one. Grant Rogers back out, another inning of work for him. Now up to 60 pitches even tonight. Four innings, four hits, no runs, no walks, and five strikeouts. Serta swings over the top of the next pitch, just like that, an 0-2 count. Jack Payton, M's first baseman on deck. Rogers now is set. 0-2 pitch to Serta. Swung on and missed. A three-pitch strikeout. Get the fifth inning started. Second time through the M's lineup. Rogers has now retired seven in a row here. He just trying to produce some offense here in front of a sold-out crowd here tonight on this Saturday. First pitch to Payton. Strike one. Strike pitch is swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Hard grounder over to short. Harry fields it, collects, fires over to first in time. Two up, two down here in the fifth. Eugene trying to avoid their second straight 1-2-3 inning here. Rogers now a chance for him to retire nine straight M's batters. First pitch is fouled off by Thomas Covello. 0-1. Righty-lefty matchup here. Fastball strike two right at the letters. So pretty quickly, two strikes on him here. Rogers looking for strikeout seven. 0-2 pitch, strike three called. He freezes him. Fastball right upstairs for the final out of the inning. So nine straight batters retired for Grant Rogers. Will head to the bottom of the fifth as he's still a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Leading off the bottom of the third, 9-1 and 2 in the order, Marcos De La Rosa. Capping off the second time through the order. Matt Mikulski back out on the mound, fifth inning for him. Lefty now is ready here against De La Rosa, the righty. First pitch in from Mikulski. Crushed pretty well, high out to deep left center field. Alan Serta, Scott Bandura move over. It is off the wall. He is in there for a leadoff stand-up double on the first pitch of the fifth. At the the way Mikulski wanted the inning to start, but gave up a leadoff single in the fourth. Able to retire the next three batters. So the pressure on him once again to do that here. Time now for an out-of-town scoreboard update brought to you by Destination Newport. Discover all Newport has to offer, a world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yaquinta Head Lighthouse, and more. Your adventure starts at discovernewport.com. Siobhan Ward up to bat as well, the leadoff man. Kolsky now set against the lefty. First pitch to Ward. Strike one. Over in Tri-City, that game in the top of the seventh, all knotted up at one. Top of the fourth over in Everett, Washington. Spokane now a 3-2 lead. They were up 3-0 on the Frogs, but a two-run third inning for Everett brought them within one run. A one pitch now backs him off the plate, 1-1. No runs, four hits, one error tonight for Eugene. One run, six hits, no errors for the C's. Giants also in action. Took a game against the Padres today, 6-3. Grant McRae was with the M's all of last year. Responsible for every Giants run in their victory today. Had a three-run shot in the second. Ward fouls off the next pitch, now 2-2. Had a three-run homer in the second inning. Hit into a ground out in the fourth to score a run. And then in the top of the ninth, a multi-home run day for Grant McRae. A two-run shot, not only that, also scoring another former Emerald, Patrick Bailey, on the play. Tyler Fitzgerald also in the game today, the other former M. So three of the nine starters here today for San Francisco. Got some run here in Eugene. Always fun to see those guys. 2-2 pitch now to Ward. Pop foul.
There's somebody up. I'll let you know. 21.
Kolsky now set, trying to get his second strikeout here. The 2-2 popped into foul territory towards third. Charlie Zaccone hustling back, moves over, slips on the grass. It is a foul ball. So he put his head down to try to sprint to get over there. Wasn't going to have enough time to kind of watch that ball over his head. So he turned his head around, realized it was a little bit more to his right. Ends up slipping and going down. Or a foul ball. No damage done, though. Count still even here at two. A double and a strikeout today for Javon Ward. Third time through this C's lineup. Kolsky being tasked with straining that runner in scoring position over at second. The 2-2. Ground ball back up the middle. Gavello fields it. Boots it now. Collects. No throw. One going to be ruled as an E6, a fielding error. Second error now of the game for Thomas Gavello. That puts runners at the corners. Still nobody out here in the inning. Jackson Hornung up to bat. First pitch fastball, strike one. One today. 2-for-2, an RBI single and a double. Today so far for the former 2023 16th rounder out of Skidmore College. Pickup attempt to first. We're just back in time. Peyton Williams on deck, Jay Harry in the hole, so doesn't get a whole lot easier here for the M's. Pitch outside. Count evens up here at one. Quick reminder about Oregon Medical Group. Great local specialists, healthy and happy growing kids. Oregon Medical Group is the official pediatrics provider for the Eugene Emeralds. You can count on exceptional care for newborns to teenagers from Lane County's experienced pediatrics teams. As the next pitch now popped down to right, James Tibbs the third backs up, jumps up, makes the catch. The runner breaking from third. The throw in, not in time. A sac fly RBI for Jackson Hornung. And Vancouver has extended their lead 2-0. Most insurances are accepted at the Oregon Medical Group. You can learn more at OregonMedicalGroup.com. So one away in the frame. Still a runner at first now for Peyton Williams. The power-hitting lefty. Kolsky probably going to try to challenge him low in the zone here. Try to get him to roll over on something and end this frame. First pitch. A little bit too far out. Kolsky now ready, the 1-0. Check swing doesn't go. Able to lay off the fastball upstairs. 24 pitches now for the M's lefty. Crushes it on a line out to left. Serta drifting back right to the wall. He makes the catch. Two away. Williams almost had a screaming line drive homer out to that short porch out and left, but a little bit too much top spin on it. Now two away in the frame. Mikulski a chance to get out with only the one run given up. Brings up the cleanup man, Jay Harry. Reached on an E6 in the first. Struck out his last time up. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Ward gets his lead at first. A stolen base once this week. 7 total on the year. Harry, big cut on the first pitch he sees. 0-1. Popped high out to left center field. Gap Bandura hustling over that ball, though, will be down. He cuts it off. They're going to wave Ward home. The throw into Gavello. He spins around, fires home. Not in time. Jay Harry is in an RBI double, and the C's have taken a 3-0 lead. Ward going first to third there. Throwing was close. Gavello, when he caught it, kind of had to spin around a little bit. Throws maybe a little more on his chest. Would have had a chance, but never easy on those long relays. You really just need a pair of perfect throws. So Harry over at second. Mikulski set. First pitch is fouled off. Right over here by the Illyrica Network broadcast booth. 8:17 p.m. here tonight, just about an hour and 15 minutes into tonight's game. She's going to have to rally for a late-inning comeback here if they want to find their way back into tonight's game. Mikulski now set, the 0-1. Pops it high, going to stay potentially in foul territory. O'Neill gives chase. That one, though, a loud clunk up here. Not sure if you guys could hear that one. Went in right on top of me up here in the booth. Good thing we got ceilings here. Time called for a sec. Goodwin just kind of recollecting himself here. Mikulski now set. Two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Two runs home. 0-2, fouls it off. Just making contact once again. We go again with the two-strike pitch. Kolsky looking for a second strikeout to end his second inning out there on the mound. Checks back on Harry at second, 0-2. Upstairs, good stop from O'Neill Perez. Kept that one in front of him. getting behind him here. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Goodwin goes down swinging on strikes to end the inning. But a pair of runs here for Vancouver. Well ahead of the top of the sixth. The M's trailing 3-0. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The Score. Top of the sixth for Eugene, leading things off here, Quinn McDaniel. Top of the sixth, top of the order here. Quick reminder that kicking nicotine isn't easy, but it is worth it. For free tools to help you kick nicotine, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or quittobaccooregon.com. This is brought to you by Lane County Prevention, a section of Lane County Public Health. First pitch swinging there is Quinn, 0-1. See if the top of the lineup kind of get things going here at the plate. Now another swinging strike, just like that. Two strikes on him. Rogers now has retired 9 Emeralds batters in a row. Last base hit was to Thomas Gavello back in the third. And he retired 1-9. 9 up, 9 down. 70 pitches for him. No walks, 7 strikeouts, 4 hits. 0-2 to Quinn. A little bit too far outside. One, two, once again, low and away for a ball. So no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors tonight for Eugene. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the C's. The 2-strike pitch to Quinn. Chases outside, goes down swinging for the second time tonight. 1 out in the sixth. Sam's, of course, yesterday, a 3-0 shutout victory over Vancouver. Vancouver now a 3-0 lead here early in tonight's game against Eugene. Next pitch, a slow chopper over to third off the glove of the third baseman, Goodwin. So James Tibbs, the third. No official ruling yet. Whether it's a base hit or an error. But regardless, it's a one-out base runner here for Eugene. Brings up the three-hole hitter, Sabine Ceballos, former Oregon Duck. First pitch to him. Hard grounder over to third, from third to second, back to first, an inning-ending double play off the bat of Sabine Ceballos. So Eugene gets a runner on. Can't do anything with it. Will head to the bottom of the sixth. Eugene trailing 3-0. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The Score. Bottom of the sixth here tonight at Rogers Field and at Bailey Stadium. No pitcher in the game as well. Facing off against Jamari Baylor, the leadoff man. Currently 0-for-2 so far at the plate. A ground out and a strikeout. First pitch pops it foul behind home. 0-1. Tommy Kane in the game, the former Maryland product. His final appearance here now in the 2024 season for Eugene. Is set. The 0-1. Another foul ball behind home. Quickly two strikes on him. Sims this year 59-70. C's 66-61. Their ticket already punched to the Northwest League Championship. L2 now. A little bit too far in. 1-2. Baylor signed as a free agent back in May of this year with the Toronto Blue Jays. 1-2 pitch, hard grounder up the middle. Gavello slides, Fields jumps up, fires to first. Peyton one humps into his glove. A great defensive play there for the first out of the inning. Going to be the E-Web defensive play of the game as well. If you want to make a great play in your home or business, take action on climate change by investing in renewable energy projects benefiting the environment with E-Web's LEED Green programs. Clean air and water are worth the investment for a sustainable future. So one away here in the frame. Nicholas Deschamps up to bat. 1-for-2, a single and a pop out. Okay, just looking for a quick inning here. Try to keep this as a three-run ball game. First pitch now tagged out to right. James Sibbs the third hustles and catches it on a line. One pitch, one out to the catcher.
Oh, sorry, that was Stone.
Two away now in the frame. Bryce Arnold, a fielder's choice, and a ground out. In there for a strike at the knees. 0-1. It's actually a pinch hitter there. Alex Stone coming in the game. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt to Arnold. 1-1. One pitch. This is a little bit too far inside. 94 there on the radar gun from Kane. Infield right now, Charlie Zaccone at third. Thomas Gavello at short. Quinn McDaniel at second. Jack Payton at first. And O'Neill Perez behind the plate. The 2-1. This is low again. Now 3-1. Danger of a one-out walk here. James pitching staff still yet give up a walk tonight. See if Kane can battle back into this count. The 3-1. Hard grounder right side of the infield, right past Quinn McDaniel. A one-out single. Excuse me, a two-out single. Marcos De La Rosa up to bat. Pop out in a double for the nine-hole hitter. I'd like to find that final out of the inning here. Not allow the lineup to roll over to the top. First pitch, ground ball over towards the C's bullpen, right at the coaches. Kane now set, checks on that runner, Arnold. One stolen base this year. 0-1, now strike two. Time time called here for De La Rosa, 2019 international free agent signing into Toronto's organization. O2 swung on and missed, goes down swinging on just three pitches to end the inning and strand that two-out base hit. So we'll head now to the top of the seventh. The M's with their work cut out for them, trailing 3-0. You're listening to Eugene Emerald's Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Top of the seventh, new pitcher in the game here for Vancouver, brought to you by Advanced Energy Systems. Advanced Energy Systems is Oregon's leading solar contractor and a trade ally of Energy Trust of Oregon. You can get a free estimate on your solar energy project by visiting aesrenew.com. Irv Carter now in the game, the right-handed reliever, set to face off against the heart of the M's lineup, 4-5-6. First pitch to Charlie, called in for a strike. Charlie Zaccone, O'Neill Perez, Scott Bandura do up this inning. Right in the heart of this M's lineup. Time now called for Charlie. He'll step out of the box for a sec. Series tied up at two games apiece. 0-1. This is low in the dirt. 1-1. See how many innings Irv Carter goes here tonight. Off the next pitch now, 1-2. Just like that, two strikes on the M's cleanup hitter and third baseman. Carter's set. Zaccone just makes contact with it. 84-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Got out in front. Good work by him. At least connect on the play. Trying to get his first base hit here today. The M's as a team, 5 base hits through the first 6 innings tonight. Still no runs up on the scoreboard. The 1-2, ground ball right side of the infield. Base hit for Charlie Zaccone. His first of the game and a leadoff base runner here for Eugene in the top of the 7th. Zaccone now joining Sabine Ceballos, James Tibbs III, Quinn McDaniel, and Thomas Gavello. As the lone Emeralds to tally base hits. That will now bring up O'Neill Perez. 0-for-2 today for Perez. A pop out and a strikeout. He can follow up Zaccone's first hit with a hit of his own. First pitch fastball outside. Ball one. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. For the M's, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the C's. Pretty sizable lead for Zaccone. 4 stolen bases on the season. Next pitch to Perez. Misses low for a ball. Alex Stone as well, who is the pinch hitter for Nicholas Deschamps. Last half inning, now in the game as the catcher. So a new pitcher, a new catcher this half inning for Vancouver. Zaccone gets his lead at first, the 2-0. Chopper over to the C's dugout. Sends a couple of guys running. Two ball, one strike count, nobody out. Big spot here for Eugene. Trying to cut into this lead. 2-1 to Perez. Upstairs, 3-1. Walk here would bring the game tying run to the plate. The 3-1 check swing goes around 3-2. Perez top 30 in the Giants farm system. Been with the M's all season long. He's had some great moments here. Trying to end the year on a high note, looking for a big clutch base hit right here. Carter now set the 3-2. Crushed over the third baseman's head and down for a base hit. Fair ball. Hustling around first to third is Zaccone. Perez into second. The throw in offline. O'Neal Perez is in with a stand-up double. A pair of runners now in scoring position here for Eugene, and still nobody out. Brings up the game-tying run to the plate in Scott Bandura. 3-for-14 this week coming into today. Home run and RBI. 5 runs scored and 2 stolen bases. That last double as well. The 15th of the season for O'Neal Perez. Eugene doesn't have to get all 3 runs back here this half inning, just trying to chip away into this lead. It was a 3-0 ball game a couple nights ago. They were able to tie up the game in a similar spot, trailing 3-0. It was Sabin Ceballos with a 3-run home run. That game back on Thursday. First pitch to Bandura. Big swing and a miss. 0-1. A 1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Gets past the catcher. Zaccone breaking for the plate. Throwing not in time. Perez also into third. It is now a 3-1 ball game. First run of the night as well for Eugene, brought to you by ODOT. In Oregon, we take distracted driving seriously, which is why you can be pulled over and receive fines for up to $2,500 if convicted of driving while using a mobile device. So please park your phone before you start your car. Pitch to Bandura, slap foul, 1-2. So Perez into third, still nobody out.
Yes. What's that? I got 7 hits.
Carter now set, the 1-2. Bandura, slow roll over to third. Might be a tough play for the third baseman. Sliding, no throw from Nick Goodwin. A RBI single for Scott Bandura, and Eugene has cut this lead to just 1. 3 hits in a row for the M's, a single, a double, and a single. 4, 5, and 6. Now brings up Alan Serda, 0-for-2 today with a couple of strikeouts. The go-ahead run now at the plate here in the inning. Righty-righty matchup. One swing of the bat gives Eugene the lead. Bandura over at first, good speed as well. First pitch to Serda. Slider, strike 1. The 0-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-2. first gets his lead starter back in the box. Bandura takes off. The pitch is fouled off. It's a good jump there from Bandura, but instead now has to turn and hustle back into first. Bandura this year, 19 stolen bases, looking for number 20. Already has a pair of them here this week. Carter now approaching 20 pitches here. 0-2 pitch, crushes it out to left. Left fielder Baylor drifting back to the wall. He'll watch it leave. Alan Serta, a go-ahead two-run home run, and Eugene has jumped out to a 4-3 lead here in the top of the seventh. Some raining boos, Serta putting his hand up to his ear. Well, since joining the Emerald just a couple days ago, already two home runs for the M's left fielder. Four straight base hits now for the M's. Came into this inning trailing. Four swings of the bat. Guess what? You are up 4-3. Time now called. Pitching coach coming out here to have a word. While we wait, time to tell you about the new Triple Berry Frosty. It's the perfect summer vibe and the Frosty you know and love. Get yourself down to Wendy's and kick off your best summer ever with the new Triple Berry Frosty. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Another look around the Northwest League brought to you by Destination Newport as well. Discover all Newport has to offer, a world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Uquinahead Lighthouse, and more. Your adventure starts at discovernewport.com. Tri-City trailing 2-1 right now over the Hops. That came in the bottom of the eighth. Top six right now over in Everett. Spokane, a 5-4 lead. It was 3-2. It was 3-0 Spokane, then 3-2. Reclaimed a three-run lead, but Everett just continues to chip away, now trailing by just a run. Four hits in a row for the M's this inning. Jack Payton up to bat in a 1-0 count. See if he can be the fifth Emerald to tally a hit here. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Might not see Irv Carter. That's too far here into tonight's game. Still just looking for the first out north of 20 pitches. 2-0 to Payton. Big swinging strike one. Two-one pitch now. Misses outside. 3-1. Three-one pitch to Payton, swung on and missed, runs the count full. So Carter's looking to get the first out right here of the frame. Carter set the 3-2 pitch, crushed out to left, a no-doubter for Jack Payton. Back-to-back home runs for Alan Serta, and now Jack Payton as well. His first home run of the year for Eugene. Five hits in a row has resulted now in a 5-3 Eugene lead. An absolute moonshot there from the former Louisville Cardinal. And that is going to be the end of the day here for Irv Carter. Coach coming out, bullpen doors flying open for the Canadians. Bullpen little golf cart that has a helmet on. That last one, 380 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. When we're back, top of the seventh, already five runs home for Eugene. Looking out onto it. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Alex Amalfi in the ballgame now for Vancouver. Top of the seventh. First pitch to Thomas Gavello. A swinging strike one. So far this inning, a single, a double, a single, and back-to-back home run. Second time this week, the Emeralds have had back-to-back shots. It was Quinn McDaniel and Scott Bandura last time. This time, Alan Serta and Jack Payton. Pretty quickly now, two strikes on Gavello. I'm trying to keep the hit parade going here. Off you now. Ready, the 0-2. Hits it foul up and out of the ballpark. Top of the order here, due up after Gavello. 8:48 p.m. here. The 0-2. This is way inside. 1-2. I'm called here for a moment. Catcher Stone going out to have a word with his new relief pitcher here. While we wait, quick reminder that High Ridge Roofing and Construction offers a wide range of roofing services tailored to meet your unique needs. You can contact High Ridge for a free consultation. Cavello tonight, 1-for-2. A single and a strikeout. Been shut out up until this point. First five runners of this inning all reaching base. Amalfi now set against Gavello. 1-2. Inside. 2-2. Five runs, 10 hits, two errors tonight for Eugene. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the C's here on this Saturday night at Rogers Field. Amalfi ready. 2-2 pitch. Another foul ball. Right off the netting. Good at bat here from Gavello. Fell behind 0-2, but just battling right now here at the plate. He's set, looking for his first out. 2-2 to Gavello in the dirt. Ball three. He fell behind 0-2. Has battled back to make the count full. Trying to be the sixth Emerald to reach base safely here to start the inning. Payoff pitch. Crushed down the first base line. It's going to be a fair ball. One hops off the wall. Gavello hustling around first. He is in a second base easily. A stand-up double for Thomas Gavello. Six base hits now in a row for Eugene. Four of them extra base hits. Two singles, two doubles, and two home runs. Came into this inning thinking about trying to chip away into the lead. Now their attention turned to adding some runs of insurance here late in tonight's ballgame. Top of the order as well, Quinn McDaniel. Fourth time now through the order tonight. Quinn so far today, 1-for-3, a single, and a pair of strikeouts. First pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1. See if Eugene can continue to capitalize here, looking for their seventh hit in a row. Gavello, pretty sizable lead, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away. Second baseman Bryce Arnold kind of shifted over right now towards second. Just trying to keep the runner honest. The 1-1. Swings over the top of another breaking ball. Now 1-2. Trying to protect with a couple strikes on him. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Kind of shoots away from the catcher. Gavello now caught between second and third, although he throws to second, and it's off the glove of Arnold. He'll be in there at third.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's going to be a wild pitch there. Gavello into third. On the wild pitch. Count even here at 2-4 Quinn. Infield now going to be playing in on the grass. Trying to tally their seventh inning in a row. Drive in another run. Malfi set. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. McDaniel goes down swinging for the first out here in the seventh. Crowd giving a round of applause here. I'll bring up James Tibbs the third. Already a multi-hit day today at the plate. 2-for-3. Trying to record his first three-hit game in an M's uniform. Had a multi-hit game back on Tuesday. Fastball, strike one, 94 there on the radar gun. Righty-lefty matchup. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, 1-1. 15 pitches now for the right-handed reliever. About an hour 50 here into tonight's game. Almost an hour 40 for this M's offense to wake up here tonight. Last night game of the year. Next pitch, swinging strike two. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. He freezes him on the outer third of the plate right there. 94 on the radar gun. Tibbs goes down looking for out number two. I'll bring up the ninth batter of the frame, Sabin Ceballos. A single and a pair of ground outs. Trying to drive in that runner over at third. Continue this five-run inning here for Eugene. First pitch. Foul tipped into the glove. Big swing and a miss. Ceballos trying to get all of that and some right there. Next pitch now. Slider misses outside. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good stop there from the catcher. Alex Stone not wanting to allow anything past him. Gavello, pretty good speed. He would get aggressive out there with two strikes. Off he's set, the 2-1. Swinging strike two. Gene down to their final strike here in the seventh. Already been a great inning for him, but I'm going to continue adding on to it here. Crowd of about 6,000 here tonight. Getting loud, making some noise. 22nd pitch for Alex Almafi. Right-handed reliever set, 2-2. Fouls it off. At bat, starting to brew. Sixth pitch of the AB upcoming. Cavello gets his lead. Infield in a little bit of a shift out towards left. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. Ceballos goes down swinging to end the inning. But for the M's, five-run home on six base hits. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. The M's now a two-run lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. bottom of the seventh, top of the order here for Vancouver in this 5-3 ball game. Hems now their first lead of the night. Tommy came back out, another inning of work for him. First pitch to the C's leadoff man in there for strike number one. Jackson Hornung on deck. Peyton Williams in the hole. So 1, 2, and 3 in the order for Vancouver. Now trailing by two. Kane now ready. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 0-1. Way inside. For a ball. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors tonight for Eugene. 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors for Vancouver. The next pitch ward way out in front of an 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball. A couple of quick strikes on him. Kane came in the sixth. Gave up a 2-out base hit, but that was all. The 1-2. A little bit too far outside, 2-2. Struck out the last batter he faced, Marcos De La Rosa, to end the inning. Now, since he pitched in the sixth, now pitching here in the seventh. Be in line for the win tonight if Eugene can hang on. 2-2. Low and away. Count goes full. Walk here would bring the game-tying run up to the plate. Never easy here against the top of Vancouver's lineup. They've been very, very productive. Ward already with a pair of runs scored. Kane now ready, payoff pitch, swung on and missed, gets him to chase in the dirt, strike three called, goes down swinging for out number one. Jackson Hornung up to bat, he's had a great day so far, an RBI single in the first, a double in the third, and a sac fly RBI back in the fifth. First pitch into Jackson. Misses upstairs. Ball one. See if Kane can just put together a quick inning here. Send this one to the eighth. Hems trying to hang on for their second straight victory here. The 1-0. Strike one at the knees. Good pitch location right there. Swinging strike two now. Time called for a second for the batter. Wants to step out. Kind of just recollect himself here. Kane now looking for 2 strikeouts in a row here in the seventh. Set against the righty. The 1-2. Misses outside. 92 on the radar gun on that last pitch. Two upstairs. Count goes full. Second straight batter now this inning. Got Ward to chase on a breaking ball. We'll see how he challenges Vancouver's DH tonight right here. Kane ready, payoff pitch. Third base line. Zaccone lays out full extension field. Fires across the diamond in time. What a play from Charlie Zaccone. A full extension. Pops up quickly. Shows off the cannon. For out number two. My goodness. We know how great of an arm Zaccone has over there at third. Finally gets to show it off here. 2 outs now in the seventh. Peyton Williams up to bat. 0 for 3 so far this evening. Kane now an opportunity to go 1-2-3. Curveball, strike one. lefty-lefty matchup here. Williams swings over the top of the pitch, 0-2. 2022 seventh rounder from Iowa. There's his college team in one of the better college football games of the day. A 20-19 loss, unfortunately, for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kane set, looking to cap off the 1-2-3 frame. 0-2. Check swing doesn't go. 1-2 now is the count. Tommy Kane set once again now. The two-strike pitch, outside again. Williams never an easy out. Came into today, three games played this week. He's batting well over 300 in those games. Count now even here at two. Kane is set. 2-2 pitch. Misses low again, now runs the count full. Third straight batter where Kane's got out in front. Got out in front by a couple of strikes, but hasn't been able to get the put-away pitch. So the third payoff pitch of the frame now upcoming here. 2 hours on the dot into tonight's game. Trying to cap off what has been an excellent showing from him here so far tonight. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Gets Williams to go down swinging. A 1-2-3 frame for Tommy Kane. We'll head now to the top of the eighth. Eugene, a 5-3 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The Score. Top of the eighth, new pitcher in the game here for Vancouver, brought to you by Advanced Energy Systems. Advanced Energy Systems is Oregon's leading solar contractor and a trade ally of Energy Trust of Oregon. You can get a free estimate on your solar energy project by visiting aesrenew.com. JJ Sanchez now in the game here in the top of the eighth. 4, 5, and 6 due up. First pitch to Zaccone, ball one. Saw Zaccone led off the seventh inning. Gene brought 9 batters to the plate, cashing in 5 runs. Led off the inning with a base hit and eventually scored. 1-0 to him. Strike number 1. Tony, a 2023 ninth rounder out of Chicago, Illinois. Lefty set, the 1-1. Swinging strike 2 to Charlie. Had that fantastic play down the third base line last half inning. protect now with a couple strikes on him. The 1-2, up and in by the hands. Count evens up at 2. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Eugene. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Vancouver. Next pitch, lays off the breaking ball, runs the count full. Neil Perez on deck, Scott Bandura in the hole. Feel a lot more comfortable than just a 2-run lead here tonight. The M's bullpen has been great the past couple innings. 3-2 pitch to Charlie, protecting the plate, fouls it off over towards third and into the stands. Payoff pitch upcoming now once again. 7th pitch of the at-bat against the M's DH. 3-2. Hits it right over to third. The third baseman, Goodwin, snags it on a line. He saw Zaccone make a great play defensively last half inning. Now he gets the chance to flash the leather right there. One away in the frame. Brings up O'Neill Perez. 1-for-3. A double. And a run scored. First pitch to Perez. Taken outside. Ball one.
And now Bonds is limbering up.
So lefty-righty matchup here. Next pitch to Perez. Misses outside again. 2-0. Gene is a team tonight, still yet to draw a walk. They've had a couple of full counts, but haven't been able to do anything with it. Now moves to 3-0. See if Perez has the green light here. Scott Bandura on deck. Trying to win their 60th ball game of the season. 3-0 pitch. Outside ball four, a 4-pitch walk to O'Neill Perez. The first Emeralds free pass here of the night. One out base runner now for Scott Bandura. An RBI single in the 7th and a run scored. Lefty-lefty matchup, Perez over at first. And even 20 stolen bases on this season. First pitch, strike one. The 0-1. Fastball a little bit too far inside. 1-1. Everett now all tied up with Spokane, 5-5 in their ball game. Hillsboro, a 2-1 victory over Tri-City as Bandura now ropes one out to left center field gap. That'll be down for a base hit. Ward, though, hustles over, cuts it off. Perez going to be held in at third. Back-to-back hits for Bandura's last two plate appearances, this time a double. Runners now in scoring position with just one out here in the 8th. Insert up to bat. A 2-run shot for him. Gave the M's that 1-run advantage before the solo shot from Jack Payton, who's on deck. 2 home runs in 3 games for the newest M. First pitch, ball one. All 4 infielders playing in here on the grass. Nick Goodwin at third, Jay Harry at short, Bryce Arnold at second, with Peyton Williams at first. Lefty-righty matchup for Serta. The 1-0. That one actually got a piece of him, a hit by pitch. So that's going to load up the bases now for Jack Payton. Time called here for just a moment for Sanchez. Sanchez, not someone who plucks too many batters. His first of the year for Vancouver, but down in low A, 46 inning, hit 9 batters. His time is called. Pitching coach out to have a word here with his relief pitcher. Once again, the M's now poised for another big inning. Home plate umpire coming out. Good time to ask you the question. Are you turning 65 this year? Ready to retire and get your Medicare health insurance started? Well, Scott Sims makes Medicare easy. Go to turning65withscott.com and let Scott Sims Medicare guide you into retirement. Looks like he's going to stay in the game here. So bases are loaded now for Jack Payton, who had his first home run for Eugene, his last plate appearance. Inning started out with a Charlie Zaccone lineout. O'Neill Perez walked, Bandura doubled, Serta got hit by a pitch to load up the bases. First pitch to Payton, strike one. Corner infielders here going to be kind of creeping in, playing towards the grass. Middle infielders, double play depth. The 0-1 pitch to Payton, up and in by the hands. Stone now, the pressure two to try to keep everything in front of him. Doesn't want to allow anything to get past him here. The 1-1 outside kind of scoots away from the catcher for a sec, but not enough for Perez to break home as the catcher now out to have a quick chat here with his relief pitcher. Another quick mound visit here, an arm up and loose right now over in the C's bullpen. Appears Payton ready to go back in the box. 2-1 count, top of the eighth. The M's a two-run advantage. Trying to add on some runs of insurance right here. The 2-1 pitch to Payton. Inside, 3-1. In danger of potentially walking home a run. Payton now can be aggressive here in this 3-1 count. Really try to sit on a pitch or two. Time now called for a sec. Payton wants to step out of the box. He's now ready to go. The three runners get their lead. Sanchez set 3-1 to Payton. A swinging strike two. Big cut right there. Trying to make the most of it. One out. Payoff pitch upcoming now. Sanchez ready. Corner infielders in. 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Payton goes down looking on strikes. Now two away in the inning. Sanchez just one out away from getting out of this bases loaded jam. Thomas Gavello, the 9-hole hitter. 2-for-3 day for the Emeralds lefty. Single and a double. Chance to drive in his first run of the week. First pitch to Gavello. Inside for a ball. Already seen Gavello hit one grand slam this year. Back home at PK Park. Against the Tri-City Dust Devils. That one also actually came in the eighth inning with two outs. 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. Good to see him just stay patient. Sometimes batters come up in these spots. You get a little bit over-eager. But he's just stayed calm here. Worked himself into a very hitter-friendly spot. Another pitch misses low now, 3-0. Could potentially walk home or run here. See if he has the green light once again. 3-0. Takes a called strike. 3-1. call it here for just a sec. Gives him time to kind of step out for a sec. Three-one pitch, strike two. Payoff pitch upcoming. All three runners going to be moving here on the pitch. Perez at third. Bandura at second. Serta at first. The 3-2. Strike three called. He freezes him on the outside to end the inning and strand all three runners. Tough break right there for the M's offense. So we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we're back, bottom of the eighth, Eugene, a two-run lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score. Bottom of the eighth, new pitcher in the game, and his right-handed reliever, Matt Frisbee, gets to face off against 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Frisbee set to face off against Jay Harry here, who had an RBI double last time up. First pitch, slaps it foul, up and out of play, over towards third. One now, misses low in the zone. One ball and one strike. One, one, swinging strike two. Got him to chase inside. Breaking ball right there. Now ready here, looking for a quick out number one. Frisbee set. Ready here against Harry. Nick Goodwin on deck. Jamari Baylor in the hole. The next pitch skies it high out to straightaway center. Bandura, Serta converge. Bandura calls him off. He'll make the catch. One away in the bottom of the eighth. 5 outs away from taking a 3-2 series lead here tonight. Set themselves up for a series victory tomorrow. Final game of the 2024 season. Frisbee against Goodwin. First pitch, foul ball. 1-for-3 day for the former K-State product. A single, a strikeout, and a pop-out. Jamari Baylor on deck. So 1-2-3, last half inning for the C's. Another foul ball very quickly, two strikes on him. O2 swung on and missed. Breaking ball in the dirt got him to chase. A three-pitch strikeout to Goodwin. Two away in the inning. One out away from sending this game now to the ninth. Jamari Baylor up to bat. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, ground ball over to third. Falls in the box, but it's a fair ball. Zaccone over to Payton in time to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for the Seas. Well ahead of the top of the ninth. The M's up by two, looking to add on some runs of insurance. You're listening to Eugene Emerald's Baseball on 95.3. The Score. Top of the ninth, top of the order as well. Quinn McDaniel set to lead things off here for Eugene. Start of the day, 1-for-1 with the single to start tonight's game. Since then, has struck out three times. First pitch, outside, ball one. New pitcher in the game as well, right-handed reliever Bo Bonds. So a 5-3 advantage here for Eugene. 1-0. Fastball at the knee. Strike one. Trying to add on a couple runs of insurance here in the inning. 1-1. Swinging strike two. 5 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the M's. 3 runs, 8 hits. No errors for the C's. Two-strike pitch. Strike three called. He freezes McDaniel. One away in the inning. Looks like right-handed reliever Daniel Blair warming up. If Eugene scores one or less this half inning, would be a save opportunity for the right-hander. James Tibbs the third up to bat. 2-for-4. A couple of singles and a couple of strikeouts. First pitch from Bonds. It's hit high out to shallow left. Playable for the shortstop, Jay Harry, who calls everybody off. Makes the catch right on the dirt. Couple of quick outs on just 5 pitches here in the inning. He's just trying to avoid a 1-2-3 frame right here. Brings up Sabine Ceballos, who's 1-for-4. He also started today with a base hit single, a couple of ground outs, and a strikeout since. First pitch, ball one. Righty-righty matchup, 1-0, above the numbers, 2-0. A 2-0 pitch, now 3-0. Danger of a quick 4-pitch walk. We saw the M's draw their first walk of the night last half inning, a 1-out walk by O'Neill Perez. Zaccone on deck, the cleanup man, O'Neill Perez in the hole. 3-0 pitch, strike one. Taking all the way there was the M's DH tonight. Very hitter-friendly count now here for him. Bond set, the 3-1. Fouls it off, two strikes on him now. Full count, payoff pitch upcoming, two outs, nobody on base. Trying to avoid a 1-2-3 frame here. All five of the M's runs tonight coming in the top of the fifth. Bonds now ready. Worked his way back to a full count. Payoff pitch. Misses low, ball four. A 6-pitch walk to Sabine Ceballos. Now a 2-out base runner on for Eugene. Couple of scattered boos there. Close take on that 2-strike approach. Charlie Zaccone up to bat. 1-for-4. A single and a run scored. First pitch, skies it high out to center. Javon Ward moving in, waiting under. He makes the catch to end the inning. So a 2-out walk, no damage done. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. Daniel Blair looking to close things out in this 2-run ball game. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The Score. Bottom of the ninth here at Rogers Field in this fifth game of a 6-game set. Daniel Blair, the right-handed relief pitcher, coming into the game looking to close this one out here. Facing off against 7, 8, and 9 in Vancouver's lineup. Blair this year, 2-8. 1-for-2 so far. his save opportunities. Although he has been really, truly on fire recently. Right-handed relief pitcher set against Alex Stone. First pitch, fastball, strike one. So Blair had some ups and downs early in the year. In the month of August, though, a 2.61 ERA. He was great. Already seen him one time this week, inning in two-thirds. No hits, one run, but it wasn't earned. First pitch, though, base hit up the middle. Alex Stone leading the inning off with a leadoff hit. Brings the game-tying run. Bryce Arnold up to bat. Bryce Arnold now trying to be the hero tonight. First pitch now. Arnold gives that one a ride out to left. Serta hustling over the runner. Going first to third. The throw in the second. Not in time. Bryce Arnold is in with a stand-up double. And that'll put the game-tying run on at second. Still nobody out in the inning. Well, Blair, it's going to be an interesting one here now. Has to work his way out of this tough jam. 1-for-7 tonight is the C's with runners in scoring position. They have stranded six. M's infield now playing in on the grass. Marcos De La Rosa up to bat. A pop out, a double, a run scored, and a strikeout. First pitch to De La Rosa. Plunks him. A hit by pitch will put the game-winning run on at first. Four pitches, three base runners now reaching. Time definitely going to be called here to come out and check on his relief pitcher. The M's infield all coming in here. Mario Rodriguez now out to have a word. Just got to try to calm him down, let him settle in here in this big spot. Just a reminder that a locally owned and operated Lyrica Networks, they use the same service you do. Lyrica Networks always goes the extra mile to match you with the plan that works best for your home or business. You can give them a call or find out more at Alyrica.net. Game tying run at second. Go ahead run on at first. Here in the bottom of the ninth, we saw Vancouver with a walk-off win on Thursday to secure the second half title. Gene not wanting to suffer a third. Back on that Thursday game as well. It was Daniel Blair on the mound for the Canadiens' walk-off win. It wasn't an earned run as there was an error earlier in the inning. He had an error in a pair of walks. Bases loaded now for Javon Ward. Had himself an excellent week here against Eugene. Two home runs in five games, six runs scored, eight RBIs. First pitch to Ward. Outside, ball one. Need to strike out here, try to set yourself up for an inning-ending double play or for something on the ground shallow. All four M's infielders in on the grass, so they'll be able to throw home if it is a chopper back to them. The 1-0 pitch to Ward. Pops it out to left. Left fielder Serta, though, hustling in down the line. He hangs on to make the catch. The runner tagging up. The throw into home. The tag! Not in time. It pops out of Perez's glove as well, so the two runners now advancing on the play. So it's a sac fly RBI for Javon Ward. The lead has been cut to just one run. Tough break. The tag looked like it might have been in there. Alex Stone, popping that one out at the plate. So now the game-tying run, Bryce Arnold at third. Game-winning one, Marcos De La Rosa at second for the two-hole hitter Jackson Hornung. Two RBIs already for him today, two base hits and a sac fly. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, strike number one. Perez and Blair got to work hand-in-hand here. Can't allow anything to get past the backstop and bring home the game-tying run. Big spot here in the game. First base is open if he walks him. 0-1 pitch, a foul ball. over to Vancouver's dugout. No damage done, too, if you put on a runner at first. The game-winning run already at second. Set up a force out at any base. Base runners, though, they don't have to move here on contact. Blair looking for a strikeout here. 0-2 pitch. Upstairs. Ornuk able to lay off a 95-mile-an-hour rising fastball. The 1-2. Just misses outside. On the off-speed. An audible ooh and ah going on from the crowd. Blair now ready. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Gets him to chase outside. Two away in the inning. Eugene, one out away from taking game five here today. That brings up Peyton Williams. Coming into today was hitting .538 against Eugene this week. 11 home runs, 48 RBIs, crowd of over 6,000 making some noise. First pitch to Peyton, strike one. Great work there from Blair, attacking the strike zone early, just getting out in front of the count. Not wanting to fall behind. Tying run at third in Arnold. Winning run, DeRosa at second. Count now evens up here at one. Good thing about Blair in this spot here, you can really be careful and kind of pitch around Peyton. First base still open if you walk him and it's no damage done. Jay Harry is on deck. Blair now set. The 1-1. Inside 2-1. If anything, two, a walk here kind of helps Eugene. Makes it so it's a force out at any base. But you never know, you get a slow chopper over to third down the line. Zaccone can just touch third to end the game. Blair now set against Williams. 2-1. 3-1. Looks like he's pretty obviously kind of just being careful here. Not wanting to leave anything over the zone. Honestly surprised him to pitch him something out of the zone here. 3-1. Hit on a line out to left, through for a base hit. One run will come home. The game-winning run being waved home. The play at the plate, not in time. For the second time this week, the Canadians have walked off the Emeralds. This time, it's a Peyton Williams RBI single to give the Seas a 6-5 lead. Tough break here tonight. The M's had a 5-run seventh inning. Just couldn't close things out as they drop game five. Final score of 6-5 for Eugene. 5 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the Seas. 6 runs on 11 hits and no errors. So we're going to step aside, take a quick break. When we're back, we'll be right here with the Instaprint postgame show. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The Score. and welcome into the Instaprint postgame show here on 95.3 The Score. Just a reminder, postgame show brought to you by the Cokie New Century family of business, QSL, Instaprint, and Technoprint. From simple to extraordinary, yes, we print that. So the C's winners here tonight, final score of 6-5, 5 runs on 12 hits and 3 errors for Eugene, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Canadians. Vancouver jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the first, a Jackson Hornung RBI single. They added 2 more runs in the fifth, bottom of the fifth, that is, a leadoff double for Marcos De La Rosa. Jackson Hornung hit him in on a sac fly RBI, and Jay Harry, an RBI double, cashed in Javon Ward, who reached on an E6 earlier in the inning. All 5 of the M's runs here tonight coming in the top of the seventh, a leadoff single from Charlie Zaccone, a double from O'Neill Perez. A wild pitch brought Zaccone home for the first run of the game, and Bandura immediately followed it up, an RBI single to bring home O'Neill Perez. That brought up the newest Emerald, Alan Serta, a 2-run shot for the newest M, gave Eugene a 4-3 lead, and then right after, Jack Payton, a no-doubter home run to give the M's a 5-3 advantage. That proved to be their final run of the night. Eugene held the lead heading into the ninth, and that is when disaster struck. A walk-off victory here for Vancouver. The inning started with an Alex Stone single, a Bryce Arnold double, and a Marcos De La Rosa hit by pitch. Javon Ward ended up hitting a sac fly RBI to bring home Stone for the first run and to cut the lead to 5-4. The next batter struck out, so it was 2 outs in the inning when Peyton Williams stepped up to bat with Arnold at third, De La Rosa at first. Shaw, a ground ball through the left side of the infield. They were testing Alan Serta's arm there. De La Rosa, the throw in offline and not in time. So Vancouver winners here tonight by that final score of 6-5. For the M's, 5 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. For the C's, 6 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. On the pitching side tonight for Eugene, the starter, Mikel Manzano, 3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. All 5 Emeralds relief pitchers here today didn't issue a single walk. Matt Mikulski, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earned, and 2 strikeouts for him. Tommy Kane pitching the 6th and the 7th of 1 hit, no run, no walk baseball with 3 strikeouts. Matt Frisby pitched the 8th, a 1-2-3 frame with a punch out, and Daniel Blair earning his 9th loss this year, a 2nd blown save, 2/3 of an inning of 3 hit, 3 run, just 2 of them being earned, no walks, and a strikeout as the M's fall by a final of 6-5. Final reminder here tonight that the postgame show brought to you by the Cokie New Century family of business, QSL Printing, Instaprint, and Technoprint. From simple to extraordinary, yes, we print that. So the season finale now here tomorrow afternoon, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch here from Rogers Field. Can't believe we are already at the end of the year. A little day game here. Very, very excited to see what's in store here for the M's as they close out the 2024 season. Going to now be turning their attention to trying to end the year with a series split here in Vancouver. End here with a win. A win tomorrow would give them their 60th win of the year. For Eugene, it'll be left-handed starter Dylan Carmouche on the bump for the Emeralds in the season finale. And on the side for the C's, Pat Gallagher, the right-handed relief pitcher. So today was stream only, audio only due to the Duck game. Tomorrow, though, we'll be back here on 95.3 The Score to close things out. 12:50 Molina Immigration pre-game show. First pitch set for 1:05. So thank you to everybody who tuned in here with me today. Hope to have you guys all join me back here on streaming or back on 95.3 The Score tomorrow for that Molina Immigration pregame show. Hope everybody has a fantastic rest of their Saturday night, and go Emeralds!